This is Movers and Shakers, where we interview the upcoming generation of Make It Happen multifamily investors to share their story.
Welcome to the Movers and Shakers podcast. My name is Gino Barbaro, co-founder of Jake and Gino, multifamily investor, educator, father, mentor, and I'm joined by my co-host, Joshua Ryan Rusin. Jay Bird, how are we doing today?
Gino, what's going on, man? I'm super excited. You know, I know last week we were able to take the conference room or multifamily mastery and increase the capacity. I'm really excited we're going to have more people join us and attend. And really, it's going to be an awesome event. So just gearing up for that. Gino, what's going on in your world?
Josh, do you know why I'm wearing this color shirt?
You know why. Tell me though.
Well, last night, Josh took my daughter Veronica out for her birthday, and I saw he had a really nice Untucked shirt, this color. So I'm like, we always match on the show. Today, I'm going to wear this color because I know he does not have another colored shirt like this. He's looking good in green, bro. So anyway, thank you. Veronica says thanks again for an amazing night out last night. She had a great time.
Gino, it was awesome, man. My pleasure. All right, let's get to today's guest. Today on the show, we have Michael Orlando, the 27-year-old born and raised in Cleveland. He graduated from business school at Ohio State, where then he went to work at various startup companies due to his love for entrepreneurship and small business. In November of 2019, he joined Jake and Gino as he was looking to break into the investment real estate space, but wasn't sure exactly where to start. Fast forward to March of 2020, he did his first deal, a 22-unit apartment building in Cleveland, and since then has acquired over 100 units with his business partners. Their company, Prospera Ventures, is set to close on another 62 units this October, which will bring their portfolio to about 200 units in less than 2 years. My man, 200 units at 27. Welcome to the show, Michael. What's going on?
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Josh, let me start out this real quick. Michael, how old are you again?
27.
I love these shows. You know why? Because everyone says to me, I'm too young. I don't have enough money. Well, those are dispelled on this show. Let's go through the timeline again, Josh. November of 2019, he joins Jake and Gino. March of 2020, he gets his first deal. October of 2020, he says goodbye to the W-2. That's an amazing timeline, Michael. Could you have envisioned that when you first joined Jake and Gino?
No, honestly, no. Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I remember when I had my first call with you guys and I was kind of doing my goal setting and, you know, kind of writing down what my plans were for the next couple of years. And I blew those out of the water, obviously. So it wasn't even a thought in my mind that I would be where I am today, honestly, in such a short period of time.
We're going to get into how you blew them out of the water, but it's really important for people to understand when you joined, what were the stucks and challenges that you had? And did you even know multifamily? I mean, were you even educated on the space? And even more importantly, why multifamily?
Yeah. Why multifamily was, again, you know, I was just trying to get into the real estate space. I knew I wanted to do something for myself. Mm-hmm. Wasn't really sure which direction to go, honestly. So I had heard from actually my now business partner. He was all about multifamily. He was trying to break in the space. So he kept telling me, you know, every day, he's like, oh, dude, don't do single families. Don't do small stuff. Let's get in the big stuff. That's how I found you guys was actually, he had let me know about you guys. So obviously kind of went through the process and saw that, you know, students were having really good success and just kind of going through the whole thing and learning about the education system and the network and stuff like that really just like turned me on to it. So, you know, I obviously joined in 2019 and I was definitely thinking a little bit smaller. I was like, oh, if I could just, you know, make a couple thousand bucks a month passively to cover some expenses and stuff like that, I'll be happy. And ended up obviously leaving my full-time job just to do this full-time and, you know, replace my income from my W-2 and then some. So,
yeah. So Michael, that's amazing, but I have to jump in real quick. There's nothing wrong with a couple thousand bucks a month extra, everybody out there. That's how I started. I've got six kids. I needed a couple grand a month to pay for the braces and for the vacations and for the cars. So we start small, but we don't know what we can accomplish. And that's what proximity gave Michael. That's what certainty gave Michael, the ability to pick up the phone and talk to his coach and say, hey, you know what? You don't got to go for the 20 unit. You can go for the 64 unit. All that certainty and the ability to surround yourself and find your partners there and the accountability pods where you jump on and you meet other people. And something happens magically when you start surrounding yourself with people who are as smart as you, smarter than you, who aspire. All of a sudden, The light bulb goes off and it's amazing. But what were your challenges before you joined Jake and Gina? Like I probably mentioned a couple there, but explain to the people out there. You're still young. You just got out of college. And, you know, what were the stucks and challenges you had before joining the community?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot. Like I joined Jake and Gina with literally no real estate experience whatsoever. Like I had zero. Like I was really starting from nothing. I mean, I really didn't know the first thing about it. So that was obviously a challenge, just kind of like the knowledge barrier. I didn't have a ton of cash to invest. You know, I was working for small companies, startups, just because I really enjoyed it, not necessarily because they paid me incredibly or anything like that. So didn't have a ton of cash at all. Very, very minimal amount to actually put into deals in the beginning. So, but you know, where we added value was we were finding good deals. We were finding off-market deals. We were putting the deals together. We were like, you know, being the boots on the ground, putting the team together. So, you know, when you take that piece, our piece with kind of the boots on the ground, you know, deal finders, and you combine that with someone that's got the capital to close these deals, it's like, you really do anything, honestly.
I'm writing notes down here because there's so many things that I need to add to that. Education times action equals results. Most people get educated like Michael did. They go on YouTube, they go on Bigger Pockets, and you need to start somewhere. But there's the education, but you need to couple that with massive action. And that's what a community allows you to do, to hold you accountable. All of a sudden you have skin in the game. You've invested in yourself and you can't let yourself down. Number two, everybody, creating massive value. I think the education made Michael understand, where does his value lie? I challenge everybody listening to this. Where does your value lie? We all have amazing value. God has bestowed upon us gifts. We have to find out what those gifts are. In real estate, Michael understood he's in a market that he can be boots on the ground. Cap rate's a little bit higher in the Cleveland market, but it's a cash flowing market. He needs to hit a certain number. I can work with these deals. I can find deals. I can source off-market deals. That's an amazing amount of value. He hasn't mentioned anything about capital. Don't worry about the capital. We can find the capital somewhere else. It's going to come from somewhere, whether it's from partners or people in Jake and Gino community. He found a partner there as well. Proximity. And then the other thing is, thanks to John Dessauer, go to the Jake and Gino channel. We've done a couple podcasts with him. I want everyone to write this down. John looks for problems. He doesn't look for properties. And I think Michael's story will probably envision that. We're all out there looking for deals. Look for a problem to solve. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to look for a problem to solve. And then once that problem's there, the deal comes. Michael, let's talk about that first deal. How did you feel going into it? Were you scared? You know, what were you looking at the deal? Give me some of the ideas of what the deal looked like.
Yeah, I mean, it was, so my first one was somewhat lucky, I guess you could say. I mean, I put myself in the right position, obviously. But so my partner had actually found this deal, came from a wholesaler, believe it or not. But obviously that was from us injecting ourselves into the network here. So that there's something to be said about that. But yeah, I was super nervous because I, you know, really wanted to be a part of the deal. I wanted to get involved. So I took some, you know, what little savings I had essentially and put that into the deal just as my capital contribution. But then we also kind of took on that boots on the ground role as well. Right. So like we were doing and still are doing, you know, project management with the contractors and kind of, you know, really just making sure the business plan is executed upon. A lot of our other partners, you know, they want some active role, but they're a little bit more passive. You know, they don't want to be involved in the day to day. So that's kind of where we come in and make things happen. But yeah, I was super nervous. Honestly, it's like, again, you know, it was a lot of my savings I just kind of put into this deal with. Obviously, it was a good deal. You know, we made sure it was a good deal. I mean, by our standards, our underwriting, kind of like what I learned, obviously, through the program too. But it's always nerve-wracking, you know, that first one. And now it's like, it's probably been the best deal we've done so far still. We're about to refinance it. I think we're going to pull out 100% of the cash. So
how much?
100%.
So refi and roll is alive, everybody. You can still do it if you execute the buy right strategy. He's getting 100% of his money out. Do you think his investors are going to invest in the next deal? I think so. I would invest with Michael. But the thing that struck me, all the students say this, I got lucky. It fell in my lap. And we do need a certain amount of luck. We need to be healthy. We need to be, you know, active. We need to have a lot of energy. We need to have good relationships. But at the end of the day, it comes down to education times action equals results. That wholesaler was lucky. But guess what? Transactions pay the bill. Equity makes you rich. And Michael, at the young age of 27, has realized that. Wholesalers out there, come over to the dark side. find a Michael, find a deal, find value where you can bring a deal and get equity. Transaction money is great. Use that transaction money to invest in yourself and invest in the next deal. That's where the power is. And it's not going to take you 5 or 6 or 7 years. Michael didn't know anything about multifamily when he started. He even admitted it. He just joined the community, immersed himself, knew what he wanted, got clarity, found partners, found where his value came from, probably felt like throwing up the night before he did the deal, took every single penny out. But that's what we do as entrepreneurs. We need to take risk, but we're taking a limited downside risk. Why? Because Michael understands buy right, manage right, finance right, syndicate right. He knows the Wheel of Our Profits Academy framework, and he's done it to a T, and he's got his buy right parameters. And Michael mentioned goal setting initially. That's what Josh is there for. When you get on a call with Josh, let's talk about your goals, because some of you may love your job. You may not want to leave your job. That's fine. Let's figure that out. Maybe you can just GP or invest passively. Some of you want to leave your jobs and hate your job like I did, like Michael does. Let's have that discussion. There are so many different tools: buying yourself, partnering up, GPing, syndicating, buying deals creatively. So dude, I'm excited because this just proves my theory that if you put in the hard work and you're willing to have clarity, you're willing to get held accountable by somebody, I mean, the sky's the limit for you. And it doesn't take a long time. So you're going to refi this deal within, you know, 18 months. The next deal, how do we find the next deal, Michael? What happens after you've done this deal? You're excited. I'm going, man, I should close my first deal. I can't believe it. Everyone's out there going, you're crazy. You're in real estate. You bought the first deal. What happened to that second deal? How'd you find the second deal?
Yeah. So I mean, the second deal was, it came from our work. I mean, after we did the first one, it was like, you know, we just decided like, okay, we're doing this seriously. So let's, you know, do everything we can. We basically just networked a ton with brokers here, you know, even through our team, like our attorney and our contractors, it's like they knew what we were doing. We made sure everyone knew that, you know, we were kind of doing this and doing it seriously. And yeah, this one came from a broker. It was really before they brought it to anyone else. Smaller broker, but I mean, hey, it is what it is. You know, it got us a deal. And sometimes those relationships, like those close relationships that you build with, you know, whether the broker's big or small in town, you just never know. So they brought us a little 24 unit. That was our first syndication, actually. So that was an interesting experience.
Michael, timeout. Little 24 unit. I mean, now it's little, but back then it must have been like, wow, right? See how our words change all of a sudden from not knowing what you're doing to buying your first deal to refi and enrolling. And the second deal is little. That's what happens, everybody. All of a sudden you feel the energy and you can see things going on. But that second deal, a 24 unit, you got into a syndication. That's another strategy that we teach. And it's another tool in the toolbox. So discuss that deal. What did you like about that deal?
Yeah, I mean, there was a few things. The area is great. It was actually closer to Akron, Ohio, which is like 30 minutes out of Cleveland, but it was in a little suburban area, which is, I would consider B-class. So a great little area, good median income, obviously kind of like check off the boxes in the beginning with the income and the employment base and stuff like that. And yeah, we saw that there was a premium on the rents to be had. And also the units were sub-metered for water, so we weren't paying the water sewer bill, which is cool.
Let me recap that for everybody. From not knowing what he's doing a year and a half ago, now he's talking about median income. He's talking about jobs, employment. He's talking about buy right, value add on the rents. Meters are submetered. Some of you out there may not know what he's talking about. It's not rocket science. You just need to do the work and get the education. But that right off the bat to me sounds like an amazing deal. I love the area. I love the median income that you're targeting. I love the fact that it's in Akron. It's in your backyard. You can control it. That's where your value is. Michael, when did you realize that you can do this full time?
I mean, honestly, I left my job only after having that 22 unit closed. I kind of took a leap of faith, honestly, because we had, you know, a few deals in the pipeline. We had some stuff kind of cooking. So I was like, you know, if I want to do this seriously, I think I just got to make the move and take the leap of faith, which is what I ended up doing. But, you know, a lot of people, maybe that's not like the best method for them, right? Maybe they want
to. But talk to me about that, Michael. I mean, you know, people around you, did they think you're crazy? Did you have any support system around you? You had other assets coming down the pipeline. So you see the vision coming forward. And Michael, honestly, I'm asking a lot of questions, but if you failed, couldn't you just go back to your job?
That was always my thought, right? It's like, I know I'm smart. I know I can get a job really anywhere I want if I really wanted to. So yeah, it's like, what's the worst? To me, it's like, it was way more scary to not fulfill that full potential and just kind of be like average and just, you know, stay at a job that I didn't love than it was to potentially try the real estate game and then, you know, fail and have to go back to 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So that to me was much scarier, not fulfilling that.
I love that. Michael, what advice would you give people who want to ultimately leave their jobs and have a life of abundance and have a life of sole purpose and value? What advice
would you give? It's such a personal thing, right? It's like it totally depends on your goals and kind of what you want for your future. But I think at some point it's like, again, like thinking back, worst case scenario, you know, what is the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is you probably have to get another 9-to-5 job somewhere. Some people, that's not that bad, you know? So it's like, why not take the risk? Why not give it a shot? Because 20 years down the road, 30 years, whatever it is, you're going to look back and be like, oh my God, why didn't I just try that? And then that's kind of what I would think about to keep me motivated. It's like, I do not want to be in that position 20 years down the road, thinking back, like, oh my God, I should just try. I'm like, you know, I could have been here, instead I'm here right now.
Mm-hmm. Michael, what I would add to that is my journey. The first thing you need to do is you need to be responsible. Take responsibility for all of your actions. I think the second thing, obviously we've been talking about it, is to get educated. I found a mentor in real estate and a coach years ago, even before I decided. I invested a ton of money. I actually was talking about, I borrowed from my whole life policy to invest in real estate and in my education. I needed it. I didn't have the money at the time. I've got 4 kids. I've got a lot of bills, but I know that I need the education because I just lost $172,000 in a mobile home park deal that I shouldn't have been in. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So 20 grand, is that a lot compared to losing 172? Let's not even have that discussion. And on top of that, learning all the strategies, being able to jump on the call with a coach. So really you need to come crystal clear. And for me, ultimately it was very similar to you. I had dreams of coming home and enjoying my job. And all I did was, when I was coming home from my job, I was grumpy. My kids started equating hard work with not enjoying it. And it was just, I didn't want to see that. I wanted to be a role model. I wanted to ultimately do what I love to do. So for everybody out there, it's possible. You just need to work on your personal development and work on yourself and work on what you want. I love what Michael keeps saying, that it's about your dreams. It's about what you want. Now, Michael, fast forward to today. How does it feel like building your own dream right now?
I mean, it's awesome. Like, it's definitely still, you know, we're really not that far into it. You're talking about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And it's like, we're still kind of on the ground floor, right? So we're still building out the systems, building out the team. Like, you know, we're in acquisition mode, trying to close on some more deals. And it's crazy. I mean, it's a ton of work, for sure. But, you know, knowing that we are building that and building that future that we want, it's like, there's no comparison, really. It's, you know, it's a totally different feeling than working for someone else's dream, you know, as opposed to working for ours.
Michael, one thing you mentioned is acquisition mode. Look, you closed the deal in March, May, then June. So we're talking a deal 2 months later, a month later. Most people are saying there are no deals out there. How were you able to do that?
We still don't have a huge track record. We have something now, but it was just, it was like, okay, well, where are we going to find deals? If it's more difficult to bid on these deals and, you know, compete with guys that have a big track record here, you know, what can we do? So we started doing a lot of off-market stuff. I mean, I would literally on a Saturday or Sunday spend 4 or 5 hours cold calling owners around here in Cleveland. And that's how we got our last 2 deals, actually, were just from cold calls I made like over 6 months ago. So, I mean, it wasn't even anything crazy, you know?
Yeah. Talk about that story of the 48 unit, how you got them the day before they were about to list it. That's a good story.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was just doing, you know, kind of doing my Sunday cold calling and just, you know, called some guy, left a voicemail. Get a call back the next day. And he's like, hey, you know, I got your phone call. Funny enough, I was literally about to send my financials to Marcus and Milichap. I had been talking to them. I was going to send them today, but I got your voicemail yesterday. So let me send them to you and let's see what we can do. I mean, it was like it's just crazy, right? It's like, you talk about luck, but that opportunity wouldn't have been there if I wasn't cold calling on a Sunday. And then we ended up closing the deal, obviously.
Divine intervention, Josh. That's what it's about. Let me mention that. It's education times a ton of action. I mean, he's on Sunday doing cold calls. How many of you are out there watching football Sunday? Not me. I'm getting ready for Monday. Michael's on the phone, banging the phone, living his dream out. You know, he's putting the hard work today. So tomorrow he can choose when he wants to work, where he wants to. And I know for sure, Michael does not have the word retirement in his vocabulary. Once he crushes it with this, he'll find another endeavor, whether it's donating his time, whether it's helping others do the same thing he did, because it's all about putting in that work, but enjoying the work. And that one day, you know what? Luck smiled upon him. The harder you work, the luckier you get. That's what it comes down to. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Josh. Go ahead.
No, that's good. I really feel that luck is when preparation meets opportunity. You got prepared and you hit the opportunity head on. So I love that.
Last long answer question for me before we go to the short answers. What is your next step or your next goal in multifamily? What are you looking to do in the next 1, 3, 5 years?
Yeah. So, I mean, so my business partners and I, we set a goal for ourselves for 500 units by the end of this year. So we're really, you know, still going for it.
Wow.
Like I said, we're closing 62 here in October. Actually have a couple of Jake and Gino members on that one too, which we're super excited about. We're always sourcing deals, right? So it's like, even when we're kind of thing, we're always trying to source deals. So constant talking with brokers, still doing some cold calling, still doing some direct mail stuff, trying to get the next deal kind of in the pipeline. And then the end of next year, we're trying to shoot for 1,000 units. So definitely, a couple big goals here in the next couple of years, but it's super exciting and fulfilling. So we're excited.
That's awesome, everybody. Listen to that. It talks about working hard and putting that effort into it. And it's amazing what you can do starting off 18 months ago and not having a plan. And then the two things that Michael's doing that are very important, everybody, take this golden nugget. He's sourcing capital from Jake and Gino community members and from everybody out there, and he's sourcing deals. That's what he's doing. That's his machine. He's looking for investors and he's looking for deals. And if you focus on those two things in the business, man, you can become super wealthy. Let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsors.
Gino, I know a lot of our listeners are wanting to take their multifamily investing business to the next level. I know that you've been hard at work helping Jake and Gino students do just that using our framework. Can you explain to the listeners how they can get our help?
Guys, we've been hard at work growing our community of like-minded investors, and the results of our members has been nothing short of incredible. We're looking to grow this amazing group. What we're looking for is those who want to follow our proprietary framework that we've created. Buy right, manage right, and finance right. Leverage our connections, education, and mentorship as ways to take your business to the next level.
So if you're interested in finding out more about how you can become a part of our amazing community, apply to work with us at jakeandgino.com/apply.
All right, Michael, I got some short answer questions for you. What's your favorite book and why?
I mean, I really loved Cashflow Quadrant. Obviously, Kiyosaki's almost as popular, I think, as Rich Dad, but maybe not quite. But I really like that one. It just like really changed my perspective on things, right? I mean, Rich Dad and Poor Dad did as well, but that one, you know, Cashflow Quadrant kind of like dove into some more details and like just really gave you like a high level overview of, you know, why you should be or which quadrant you should be in and why. And it was just, it changed my perspective really. And I read that one like right before, I think it was a little bit before we did our first deal, and it just kind of like confirmed my mind, like, okay, like, you know, I'm doing the right thing here. But yeah, I really like that one.
Love it. That's a great book. Okay. What about your best habit for success?
Let's see. I'm actually trying to get much better at like my routines. I feel like when I do like some meditation in the morning, kind of start my morning right, that like sets me up for the whole day. So I do try to wake up, do like a cold shower, and then do at least like 10 minutes of meditation before I get my day started. Some days it's kind of hard, right? It's like you wake up and first thing you do is jump on your phone. And that's, I feel like, dangerous. I think just kind of dialing in your morning routine, whatever that looks like, is, if, you know, if it's wake up and maybe read a little bit and then, you know, do your meditation and maybe exercise or whatever it looks like. I think the morning routine is important, but for me, it's usually wake up and do some kind of, you know, quiet like meditation before I get on any technology or anything like that.
Josh, his other habit is being patient, being persistent, and doing what he says and saying what he does. That's how he's successful.
Boom. All right. Last question for you. Biggest tip for a new investor.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest tip is like, it doesn't really matter where you're starting, right? Like you could be starting with no money. You could be starting with no knowledge. It's just important that you start. That's like the hardest thing. It's like you could, you know, analyze and think about it for months or years, even in some people's cases, right? But I think me, like, you know, being completely honest, I was starting from really like no resources and no knowledge for the most part. And obviously you can make great progress and get to a pretty crazy point in a short time if you just take action and start. That's the biggest thing. And like Gina was saying, it really comes down to the education and action. So I think That's my tip, is just start, get educated, and just move forward, you know, whatever you got to do.
My man, I love it. Giving away the secret to success. Gino, I'm going to let you take the summary on this one. Let's hear it.
Josh and Michael, I shared this quote with people on another podcast, and it's from James Clear. Many people wish they had started sooner. Almost nobody wishes they started later. Let that sink in, everybody. Time to take action. That's what it all comes down to. It's very important that you take action. And that's what Michael did. November of 2019, joins Jake and Gino. Doesn't have that much education in the multifamily space. You know what? He sets his goals. March of 2020, buys his first deal. Says it was lucky. I beg to differ. He took a massive risk. October of 2020, leaves his W-2 and goes into real estate full-time. How many of us can say we did it that quickly? It took me 18 months to find my first deal. It seems like it took Michael 18 months to leave his job. It's amazing. What he said, he had very little resources, very little education, very little capital, and he made it happen. It's all about clarity. It's all about proximity. It's all about taking massive action. It's all about knowing what you want in life. And I love that about Michael and his story. 500 units in 2 years, he's reaching for the stars. He may not hit 500. I don't think he really cares. He's going to get to 300-400. And the next year, he's going to continue to escalate. We need to see Michael at more money mixes and more live events because we haven't seen him in a while. So Josh is hammering him there. October 23rd and 24th, we're going to be in Orlando at the Gaylord Palms. Ironically enough, Michael's last name is Orlando. I'm hoping he's out there for the financial vacation for smart people. Let's make it happen, Michael. Any final words, Josh?
No, Michael, how can everybody get a hold of you?
I mean, definitely shoot me an email if anyone in Jake and Gino, you know, looks me up in the little directory there. I'm not super active on Instagram from like a real estate perspective. I keep it pretty personal. But, you know, LinkedIn, obviously, Facebook is always good. Shoot me a message. I'm always down to connect with people in chat, and like any advice or anything I can offer, you know, partner on stuff, whatever you guys want to do. I'm open to it.
My man. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on the show and sharing your movers and shakers story. Guys, listen, if you like the show, please leave us a review. Until next time, make it a Mover and Shakers week. See you, everybody.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.